what's next with the Make podcast? What's coming up?
Well, I'm actually going down to San Francisco 2 days from now to go to VloggerCon, and I'm actually not going to do any video there. And then I'm off to Robo Games, which is it's like the number one geek fest in the States, basically. It's like 2 days of robot enthusiasts get together and they battle robots and they share ideas and they show off their art robots. And so I'm going to go down there and interview a bunch of, robot fanatics. And I'm getting into robots, and so I'm just excited to go down and learn a bunch. So see how many tapes I can burn through in that one.
Cool. Where's that?
That's in San Francisco, too.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure where in San Francisco. I just know it's there. I got my ticket, and I'll find it. So that's going to be good. And I actually have to do another intro section where I have to take out one of the parts where it says Maker Faire 2006, and I have to reshoot one that has robots, and I actually got this great robot. Here, I should get it out. It's really great. I went to this time portal. There's this time portal store in the International District where you go in.
Oh, the one that's never open?
It's never open.
Yeah.
I went there and it was open.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's never open. So I was like, it was open. So I went in and I actually had like no money in the bank, but I managed to spend down to like the last penny everything I had because I didn't know when they'd be open again. And I got one of the things I got is this Saturn robot, which is it's really great. It's from like 1981.
I was going to say, I remember this thing.
And I don't have batteries for it yet, so I need to do that tomorrow, actually.
I totally remember like the robot with the rockets in his head that shoot.
Yes. And here, let's...
Oh my God.
I've just totally...
I love it.
Sorry, I've just propelled rockets.
I must have known someone who had one of these, but I remember these rockets. They have some kind of a unique shape. They kind of look like the pegs you would stick in a battleship with little like rocket wings on it.
And I saw it in the store. When you put D batteries in it, it actually walks and moves its arms. And then when it stops, it plays a little movie, which is actually like a little shadow show on its chest.
Oh, my God.
And it kind of goes... And its lights blink.
Cool. Maybe in a future podcast, I can record its sounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be... I'm looking forward to... doing it. I wish I had more time because I actually want to do green screen instead of just doing still pictures. I want to do a green screen thing where it comes across and then I do a background of the flashing squares in the background that change color.
Well, cool.
I might be able to pull that together. We'll see. If not, it'll just be like animation like the rest of it, which would be
fun. Maybe you could throw in a little space needle in there so it looks like the robot's, you know, towering over the space needle.
Yes, like a Godzilla kind of.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be great.